Hey guys, did you miss me? We're back talking about the series finale of Game of Thrones. It's We Have Thoughts, and I'm your host, Anna. This is
Joy.
And I'm Crystal.
Woo!
This is it. We're finally done.
Thank the Lord. Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah, we
barely.
Mama, we made it.
If I'm being 100% honest, I don't want to be talking about it right now. I'm over it.
No, I mean, I want to talk about it. Also, like, it'd be weird to just do everything and not the last episode.
No. Like, of course, I want to talk. Like, I want to do this podcast, but, like, I'm just over.
I
don't want to read about
there's
it.
There's so many plot
I don't
want holes.
To think about it. I don't want to read about it anymore. I need a Game of Thrones break.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody.
And that was our show.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Please like and subscribe, by the way. Please.
Yeah, please.
For real. Mm-hmm.
Like, although, did you tell we got one like on
did?
iTunes Store? Yeah.
Like a review?
What?
Yeah. No, on a review. Just a star or something like that.
Pulling was it more than one star? Because one star is not good.
I don't know.
I don't have
Apple thing, so I couldn't really look at it.
Oh, let me see. Let me see.
But yeah, we got a rating.
We have a rating? Are we rated R?
We should be.
How do I fucking do this?
I don't know.
We have the thoughts.
This is great podcast fodder, by the way.
Aren't you so glad you tuned in?
Let's start.
Okay, so I guess we'll just go into it. My first note is, what is Dark Materials? I don't know what that is.
Oh, for the trailer?
I don't know what that is.
We have 1 5-star review.
See? Told you.
Guys, it says we have 5 ratings.
Excuse me?
5.
I think 5 of those are mine.
Oh.
No, I mean, I've done it.
Like 5 1-star reviews or 1 5-star review? Because that's a difficult.
No, I only gave us a half star. 5 total ratings and 5 stars out of 5.
No, that means our average is 5.0 because only one person gave us 5 stars. Therefore, that's our
but
average.
But it says 5 ratings.
What? No. Let me see.
5 ratings.
I just rated us. I think it's great. Although I think I've done that like 3 times.
Have you rated yourself, Joy?
No.
Wow. Way.
Because that's like cheating. Why don't I just like let people
review? Who's going to know you did it?
Well, now they know.
I can't do it because I don't have Apple Podcasts. So if I did, I would.
Oh, right now on iTunes, it says the popularity of y'all's Game of Thrones post last week is high.
Nice.
That's right.
And our 16 candles one is still doing pretty good.
Yeah, girl.
So let me go through
one of our episodes and talk about how popular they are. That's what we want to talk about instead of Game of Thrones.
Great. Okay, Dark Materials. I don't know what that is.
But
am I going to watch
interested.
It? Nah, whatever.
I will.
James McAvoy's in it, though, so that's cool.
I like
cool.
the people in it, yes.
Then I wrote Futuristic, Aaron Paul, Lena Waithe, whatever it is, I'm in.
Yes, bitch. We were in... And then, surprise, surprise, it's fucking Westworld.
Joy and I, like,
literally, gasped.
Yeah, y'all gasped. It was great.
Very loudly. It was a shocker. And in a good way.
What a great trailer,
not just,
by the way.
They weren't just subverting expectations. Like, it was good.
Yeah. So, bravo. Great. I need to watch that. I haven't seen
do
it yet.
Do it.
So.
I'll rewatch it with you because my
like
brain is all
things,
like, win,
I need
Joy.
To catch up.
Never mind. You do it on your own. Just kidding. I have to watch her from Black. You watch that.
Yeah.
We'll do the
also Downton Abbey.
Also Downton Abbey. Woo! Anyways, so...
Okay, so we open up on Tyrion, Jon, and Davos walking around the destruction.
Mm.
Which I feel like... Okay, so a lot of the shots this episode just felt like they were dragging on forever. And I know they were trying to like establish a mood. But I was like, okay, I get it. It's burning. Everything's sad. Everything's shit.
I think it's because the season has been so fast paced and there's been so much squished together that this just felt like it was dragging.
It was. I was like, is.
Because there was no action. Besides like one scene.
5 minutes.
But there was like not a lot happening. It was just a lot.
Yeah. And I think that really goes. It's just another hit on their story or storytelling because like they focus on all the big action moments. So everything else kind of just falls flat.
I like the skeletons in the foreground as they're walking by. Like you can, the camera, like the shots through the building. And so it's like a shadow of a skeleton. Yeah. That was really terrifying. And then when Tyrion says like.
Truly like a horror sort of film.
Whenever Tyrion was like, I want to go by myself. I thought he's like going to go kill himself or something.
I thought his intention was to go kill Dany.
Or something. I didn't think he was going to go see. Meet
the Red Keep.
Yeah, you know. I didn't think he was gonna go kill himself, but I thought he was definitely gonna go approach her.
right. and say something to her. He's which like, I guess he did eventually, but I don't know he was going to go. Her.
Yeah, to I didn't his... think he would go rummage through everything left over.
Yeah, yeah.
And go cry over his dead
so siblings.
Siblings.
Yeah. Again, they're making us feel bad for the Lannisters, which I think is shit. Hilarious. And then there's that tweet. I don't remember what it is. I can't find it. But it's like, just to think if they were staying right over there, they would have survived.
Yes, yeah. Seriously. They just have no conception of like continuity or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there's so many, there is so many holes in these plots that there's not even holes. There's just like one giant hole. It's like a black hole of just where all the story goes to die.
One of my favorite tweets was when someone pulled out all of the like big plot holes that, so who's Azor Ahai? It doesn't fucking matter. Who's this? It doesn't fucking matter.
Jon is a Targaryen. It doesn't matter.
Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. This is the show where the points add up and it doesn't matter. Yeah.
With how establishing it was.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Because.
You know what? That makes sense. Yeah.
It was like they completely started over and ignored
everything.
We're like, okay, yeah, the people who were dead are dead.
It's almost like they were rewarding the people who started late. And not the ones who've been watching since the beginning, which is weird. Right,
which is stupid. Like, the people who started late were the people that saw because, like, dragons and action and whatever.
And also, like, it was impossible to escape because everyone was talking about it.
Honestly, yeah, so.
I mean, I will say that that was really great acting by Peter Dinklage. I thought he did a really good job in that scene.
I think he's always on point.
Always good.
Yeah.
And the strings and the score, wow, beautiful.
Again, what's his name? Rami
Malek.
No.
Not that one.
He can't took sing. The Freddie Mercury thing too far, and now he's composing music.
Oh, my God. Get out.
Diwali or something? Dude. I'm getting that wrong. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, I don't even know.
She can't even say Gendry, so.
Exactly. We can't expect her to say any names. Like, I know. She don't know these Westerosi names.
Gendry, Joe Dempsey.
Gift Jif.
No, you say that.
I know.
Speaking of which, the composer is coming back into town. He's going to do a show at the Toyota Center with all the Game of Thrones music. And even though the plot is poop, the music is great. Delicious.
It's going to be hype.
So I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely going to go see that
again.
It is
amazing.
It is
because they incorporate
good.
The story within the...
He's basically doing all the storytelling.
Yeah, it's with the, fantastic.
With the
a
score.
live lights show.
Yes,
and that
big
lady
light
like
show.
Probably be different, but the lady like in that like dress that goes up.
Oh yeah,
that was nuts.
The opera singing lady.
Oprah. Okay, so how did they get that huge Targaryen banner up there? Like, who has a ladder? Who does the giant come back to life to put it back up there? Like, I don't understand.
Danny flew up there on Drogon and
clipped it.
Actually, that makes sense.
Put some thumbtacks. Put some thumbtacks on there.
Found a good part of the wall that's still hanging on. She's like, this should hold for the 5 minutes I'm alive.
Yeah.
Also, like, while she's like giving the speech, I kept thinking, wow, she did it. She really did it. This entire time she's been saying she wants to conquer Westeros, she wants to rule, blah blah blah. She fucking did it. But I didn't like how she was like Dothraki, blah blah blah, Unsullied, blah blah blah. But she, hello, the Northmen fought for you too. What about them? You're gonna give them a shout out? Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, because John brought some Northmen with him.
Yeah. Hello.
Also, hello, giant plot hole. There was not this many Dothraki or Unsullied left over. There was no way she could have filled that entire pit of stuff.
What happened to that? Whatever happened to the little group of Unsullied that she presented to Cersei the episode before? And I was like, that's all that's left. That's what she's going to fight with.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, next week, she's got a horde of Dothraki.
She's got, like,
and
a thousand
of
Unsullied. Each. I was like, there is no way. There is no way.
If she did have that many, why would you show up to Cersei with just, like, here's 10 of my guys.
Right.
Are you threatened?
Right. Although the shot of her walking into the wings behind her.
That was
one of the best shots of the entire show.
Of the entire show.
Yeah.
Yes. That one right there. No words. It's just flawless. That is the only thing that they're good at is, you know,
except
visuals and composing.
I know we're going to get to this later because it's at the end of the episode. But the whole episode I'm watching going, oh, so they had money in the budget for that. But John couldn't pet fucking Ghost goodbye.
Seriously.
Like, that was going through my head every time there was something cool happening. A special effects wise, I was like, fuck this.
You know what I never noticed before is her like pin of the three dragons.
They're like dragon heads.
Yeah.
I never noticed that before. That was so cool.
I love getting into the costumes, into the detailing, which we'll get to that at the very end.
Girl,
the most
yes.
intricate, beautiful details I've ever seen. My tears. Wow.
I think it'd be a really great, and they probably are going to do it, but it'd be a
like a tour of the stuff?
Like an exhibition of all the costumes.
I know they have it.
I would
it.
Go to that. That
they
would be
have
so
it,
cool.
but it's only like, In L.A. or in Chicago or in
England or whatever. I don't know how they travel because this show is so, like,
they
so
probably
popular.
Travel. I mean, other exhibitions
Downton Abbey
travel.
Is not this popular and it traveled. So.
Ramin Djawadi.
There you go.
That's his name.
Djawadi. Okay.
Love him. He's great.
I'm surprised that, okay, so she's given her speech and Tyrion's like, I don't want to be the hand. Bye. And throws the thing.
Throws the button off.
It's all dramatic and stuff. And then
so
she says,
just like a Lannister to be so dramatic.
I know. She's like, I know you let your brother go, take him, blah, blah, blah. So what's her name? Arya is like, I see a killer. I know a killer when I see one, blah, blah, blah. So Tyrion's in like holding, right? And so Jon goes to go see him. How is he allowed to go see him?
Yeah.
How is that? Why is that allowed?
Because I don't think anybody knows that he's not on Dany's good side at the moment. That's all pretty close to the vest. And so the guards, the nobody's guarding the door. He's like,
No, they were guarding the door.
But they're nobodies. They're not like Grey Worm, you know? So like they don't.
That's true.
They're not in the know of what's happening. But what I did find curious is that they're yelling and they're having this very intense conversation and they're not being quiet.
Yeah.
And there's fucking guards right outside the door.
Well, they don't speak. They speak
No, because remember
Valyrian,
when Tyrion
right?
went to the camp, they said, oh, we speak the common tongue.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They would totally understand this.
Also, why didn't Dany just kill Tyrion right then and there then?
Seriously, she's
as an
been
example
roasting
to
everybody.
People, like, he betrayed me. Kill. This is what happens when you betray
me. Because
she
wants to do it in front of everybody, in front of other people.
She should have done it right
she
then and there.
She could have done it right
when he was right
when
in front
she
of her.
Had the whole army
I
there.
Know, but those
and
are
like
her people.
John,
they know what she'll do.
And
she
like
wants
John,
to do it in front of other people.
John and... Who the else?
Grey Worm Tyrion.
Yeah, so I mean, in front of John.
I'm just saying, like, why something. Wait? Like, why keep him in holding?
Because like nobody
that
else did she.
Sense.
She didn't wait for to
so
execute anyone else.
Never mind.
And John's trying really hard to defend her, like trying to say everything he can to be like, no, she's just
he really
tired.
She only has
she's
like
just,
one. Is, she's
just
my
whatever.
Queen.
She's my queen.
God, I want to count how many times he said, you
said
are
that.
My queen in this season.
In this season?
Like 25
this
times.
This is the only thing.
Like, bruh, tell me more. Yeah, right? I'm your queen, but why do you like
well,
me?
Well, John's a simple man. He knows like 10 words max. So you got to just give him a break.
But what pisses me off so fucking much, and I'm sorry I'm jumping around, but it just infuriates me, is that for 8 fucking seasons, we watched Dan and whatever his fucking name is, the writers. D&D. Write such like John was their hero, he was their guy, like everyone else got great storylines, but everyone knew John was like
their
baby, their
favorite, yeah,
their favorite, and then they just fucked him over in the end, like I
oh yeah, I have notes about that.
I completely understand why in interviews and stuff, when I think there was one interview where some Access Hollywood was like, what was one word you could use to describe when you read the final script, and he was like, disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, excited but disappointing. He tried to like course correct, but
I love all of this, like the stitched together interviews of everybody from this past year.
Emilia Clarke being like, best season ever,
like, you know, she's got this look of horror on her face, and then in the interview John saying like, or Kit Harington's going, I was pissed that I didn't get to kill the Night King, like
right,
that was his
right. Yeah, no,
I mean, I'm so glad Arya did it,
right,
she's
great,
a badass.
great for her, but also that wasn't her storyline there. They just jumbled storylines together. Okay, anyways.
So we move on to
the throne room.
I like that Drogon was in the snow.
He was hidden in the snow?
That was really cool.
Okay.
Also, what a security system.
That was another one of the moments where I was like, so they had money for him to shake off snow?
Yeah.
I'm so pissed.
It was a
cool
aesthetically,
moment, but
aesthetically stunning.
Yeah.
Again,
emotionally,
the,
nothing.
So I guess it's actual snow, because so winter is there now.
I guess so.
Okay. All right, just so I understand. So it's
Which
ash
doesn't
and
make
snow.
Sense
because it was snowing
at the
when
very
Jamie
end.
Left at the end of season 7.
Right.
Oh,
but then it was all sunny
right.
and beautiful the
yeah.
last two episodes.
Well, because he was leaving during like the evening, and I'm sure it gets colder during the night and it's warmer
I
during
guess.
The day.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a.
Well, we don't live in a snowy climate, so yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Okay. So good.
But even.
So in the throne room with Danny and John, and okay, everything happens.
Okay. First of all, bitch.
Go ahead.
Here's my thing. So there is. In the lore of whatever, you've probably seen it in those comic book girl 19 videos where they talk about the Targaryens. Whenever they dragons were like normal for them, there was this thing called the Dance of Dragons. And it was a big fight between two Targaryens. I'm not shimmying her boobs over there. It was actually like this big fight between two like rival siblings. And I don't remember. One of them starts with an A. It probably is Aegon or something. And the other one's Rhaenys or something like that. But anyway.
No, I remember reading some fucking weird name like that. Because that was the name of their daughter, right? Yes. Rhaegar and Elliot was Rhaenys.
Rhaenys. Yeah.
Rhaenys. And I was like,
somebody so, so what they do is they go into like that fighting pit wherever they had the whole judgy thing with Tyrion and some other stuff and the zombie white, and they fought each other to the death on their dragons. And so it's alluded to in the story in the books that it's gonna happen again, and the only people who it would be Jon and Dany. So if they hadn't killed Rhaegal like two episodes ago
for no reason,
John could have, in last episode, John could have ridden in with Dany to King's Landing and, you know, fight whatever, blah, blah, blah. Torch the arrow things.
Can you imagine?
Can you believe? Oh, my God.
Well, I said this on last week whenever I think it would have been interesting. I don't know if you listened to it, but I think it would have been interesting if he hadn't died and Dany was on his dragon. Or I'm sorry, John was on his dragon.
Right.
And he sees Dany like freak out and he's like, well, what do I do? Right. I'm on a dragon. Like, how do we? That would have been a really interesting conflict.
So what it's alluding to is the fact that John and Dany at one point are supposed to fight on dragons to the death. So he's not just going to kill her like, oh, I'm so sad. We're lovers, but I'm going to stab you. It's supposed to be like a big thing. Like they're supposed to like fight to the death on these dragons.
Can you imagine Dany's baby killing her?
That's another thing, too.
Like, that would have been.
I don't think I.
That would have been heavy.
That would have been. Yeah, right.
But obviously, like. John has a connection to these two, even though they're not like from him.
Am I crazy or was this part of this episode leaked? The scripts.
Oh, I don't know.
Because you had sent us something on Twitter and I was looking at it. And then underneath it, somebody said leaked from the finale script. And I didn't mean to read it. But because I'm like a fast reader, I like.
Read ahead.
Like I got it before I could like scroll away.
The whole and season.
Someone had tweeted out that John was going to stab her. In the throne room like that. And I was like,
this episode was leaked.
I was like, this is bad dialogue. This is going to happen.
And you were right. You're not wrong there. Yeah, actually, this episode was leaked. Stop. I have a horrible accent.
No, I just loved how alone you were in that. Like, there was no reaction from either of us. I know, and you bitches. Were just like,
anyway.
It's really hard to make it happen.
So.
Quit trying to make fetch happen.
I know. My God.
Yeah, the episode was leaked a week ago, and actually, I read the script because I was like,
eh, also to be fair,
who
like,
cares at this point?
The way they
so
set
I
up
read
the story, it's obvious he was going to kill her. Like it didn't. Like that wasn't.
That was no surprise.
It was pretty anticlimactic. The whole thing.
Tyrion is like fucking pushing for him to do it.
I imagine so obviously, like a lover killing a lover. I imagine that's how the Cersei and Jaime killing would have gone had they done that. You know, him like crying over it, him having to stab her. Him knowing, like, I have to kiss her to, like, get her close to me and then stabby, stabby, die, die. Like, that's what I picture that would have been like had they gone that way.
Stabby, stabby,
they
just stabby gave that. Die, die. I want that on my tombstone.
They just,
how did she die? Stabby, stabby.
It's because they just gave that plot to them instead of the other two. But I would have much rather. We could have had it all. We could have had two dragons fighting each other and Dany and John fighting each other, like. It would have been amazing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And now I'm upset.
We can imagine
again.
A whole lot of things because nothing fucking happened.
Right.
Nothing so happened this episode.
Drogon trying to wake up Dany was like,
oh,
to me, it was reminiscent of when Simba's trying to wake up Mufasa. Like, let's go, Dad. Let's go home. Like, that was made me very sad.
Like, I knew she was going to die. So I wasn't like sad about it because I was already prepared. But like Drogon's reaction to it was like,
I'm crying because now I just want to go snuggle my puppy.
Oh my God. So he gets upset and he
torches
the throne. How did he think the throne stamped his mom? Like, I don't understand.
He understands metaphors and symbolism. he understands monarchy apparently.
Did he go to dragon school?
I think it's because he senses the Targaryen blood. Right?
Oh, maybe. I guess I would have liked to
He senses that Jon's a Targaryen and he's not supposed to kill him.
I think I would have liked it better narratively if he tried to burn Jon and it didn't work. So he got pissed and he was like, well, then I'll just...
I thought that was going to happen. I thought Jon was going to get burned and then he was going to come out unburnt.
But see, that would have been way more interesting.
Exactly. Than him like ducking for cover.
Also, like, he barely missed him. He probably would have scorched his hair off at least.
He still has all that hair left? I doubt it.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. His beard would not be there. Also, like...
Her hair didn't burn off.
It was supposed to. But anyway.
She's supposed to be bald?
Yes. You go in the fire. She physically doesn't get burned, but all her hair is burned off.
Interesting.
It was supposed to be cooler.
Does she have like, I mean, would that have been cooler? I don't know.
It just would have been more intense.
It was pretty intense already.
They just want to keep her looking pretty and shit, so whatever.
It's TV, Joy, duh.
Yes, I know, which is what I mean.
It wasn't in the book, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Fuck the show.
Okay, so they crossed a body of water. So you said he's taking her to like Valyria, right? Is that what you said?
What? Oh, yeah, they may be going to Valyria or whatever. I don't know. I'm just making shit up because that's what the writers are doing.
I guess that's, I don't know.
That's what I feel like he would do. Like, go back to old Valyria where the old dragons were born or something. I don't know. Dragon, do you mind giving us a dissertation on why you did what you did?
He's going to bury her with Khal Drogo, wherever he's at. In the Red Waste. I don't think he knows.
I don't know.
He knew that the throne.
Well, he wasn't buried though. He was torched,
and he wasn't born yet.
Yeah, he was born when he died. Yeah,
you're right. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
he didn't know.
These are smart. They're smart beasts. They know stuff. They can predict the future.
I think.
Yeah, that's why they know to burn down the Iron Throne.
Exactly.
You know, because nobody deserves it.
We're gonna. Okay, so can I jump ahead?
Hold on, wait. So it actually does jump ahead in the show. So I thought seasons like winter and summer, they last years.
Yeah.
So the next scene is like it's summer again.
Because I don't think it gets that cold in King's Landing. It gets cold, but I don't think it freezes like it does in
the north. Texas?
Like it gets snow, but it melts during the day and comes back at night.
Interesting. Okay.
Is my interpretation.
You are a Westerosi weatherman, man.
I am.
This is great.
The way Jon can tell if people are pregnant, I know the weather of Westeros.
Get out. Shut up.
It's an innate ability. I've had it my entire life.
You're a thermometer, and Jon is a pregnancy test.
There's a lot of mercury in me.
Okay, so then Jon is like... Jon is not prison. Yeah, I guess like in chains, prison, whatever. Mm-hmm. Got his long beard or whatever. And so, I'm saying they go to the meeting, the United Nations or whatever. And Gendry.
That's a new one.
Gendry. You
had to pick a new one for the finale.
Being a lord has done wonders to him because he looks great. Wow.
She's losing it. We lost her.
So Davos. Oh, okay.
Why is Davos there?
Davos tells
because he's a badass motherfucker.
He tells Grey Worm. He's like, go start your own house. They can have kids, Grey Worm. I mean, Davos. So how are they gonna do that?
It doesn't make sense. Fuck if I know.
Also, so then like the Unsullied just have King's Landing now, I guess.
They didn't explain to us, so we don't know.
But I think the best part is when...
They're like, that's too much to figure out. We'll just jump ahead.
Yeah, right. We'll just skip all the hard stuff.
No one cares how Jon got arrested. No one cares how any of it happened.
We're also, like, jump ahead. The Unsullied were just, like, executing people out on the street. Why wouldn't Grey Worm have just killed Jon?
Yeah.
He would have been fucking pissed. He's already pissed about Missandei. Like, he would be distraught about...
Right?
Yeah.
Who?
There's no one there to hold him back. Because it was Jon in the castle and the Unsullied in the castle.
Davos.
Yeah, but Davos against all of his Unsullied friends? Like,
I don't know.
So this doesn't make sense.
The line of the episode was, Uncle, please sit.
What? Okay, let's take a moment and think about how wasted Tobias Menzies was on this show.
Yes.
I'm upset. Tobias Menzies is such a fine actor.
Who would you have had him playing instead of somebody else?
honestly, just keep him out of here. He's too good for this. let's just not even involve him. That's a great thought. I'm going to think on that, and I'll come back to you in a minute.
Thank you.
What a fucking... Fuck this show. Oh, my God. I'm so ready for The Crown. It's The Crown. The Crown. The Crown.
So Tyrion's a prisoner, and he's like, why is he talking so much?
Who is letting a prisoner talk like this?
I know.
Because nobody else wants him as a prisoner except for Grey Worm. So they're all like, please, tell us what the fuck to do. And Grey Worm's just being a little...
I mean, I...
pissy. I mean, rightfully so, but...
So, okay, pissy. Another question. So, they choose Bran to be the king. And Sansa's like, you'll be a great king, brother, blah, blah, blah. But the North wants him to remain independent. So, she says, like, as they were for thousands of years. Were they independent beforehand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Before the conquering of Westeros by the Targaryens, they were independent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like go back to 300 or so plus years ago.
Okay. Also, I'm surprised no one else was like, I'll be independent.
Exactly. Okay, so this doesn't make sense.
Nobody else.
If she can declare independence, so can everybody else.
Yeah. Like,
Yara was only here for Dany. I thought
for sure Yara would be like, okay, well, us too.
Yara was loyal to Dany. Dany's gone, so... Yeah. Yara was only loyal to Dany because she said, I'm going to get the Iron Islands for you. She's not there anymore. So the Iron Islands can be hers because that's literally what they were fighting for before. Mm-hmm. Her father, Euron, herself. They were all fighting for independence for the Iron Islands. And now she just, oh, I guess Sansa got it. I don't need it.
Yeah, I feel like.
That doesn't make sense. That's not in character.
One, yeah, that, I don't know. That just,
I guess the other ones, okay, fine. But like House Martell,
because there's nobody still around, you know.
Yeah, like House Martell would not want to be under the crown if there's no Targaryen there. Yeah, I would think
they'd want to be independent as well,
right? Who else? The Riverlands.
Well, maybe once they heard it was Bran, they were like, okay.
But I do.
Well, they don't even know Bran. The only thing they know about Bran is what Tyrion has told them right there in front of them. Other than the people that actually know Bran,
they know of him. They know his story. Maybe not. Speaking the whole three-eyed raven. Story,
so I think they had a great opportunity to choose someone who wasn't Bran, and they just chose Bran. Like, there's Bran so many other people.
Sense.
There's so many other people there that have a quote unquote great story.
Oh my God, I know.
The show had an opportunity to be different and great, and it again didn't do it because it chose Bran.
Okay, so they make Bran the fucking king, and then in his first council meeting. He walks in, says hello, and then he goes, yeah, I'm going to go find Drogon. And he's like, I'm going to go nap now. I'm going to go find Drogon.
What the fuck? Okay, so people love stories. And nobody has a better story than Bran. Jon Snow, who went from Stark Bastard to Lord Commander to King in the North, who was killed and resurrected and slayed his queen aunt lover for the good of the realm.
Like I said, they gave him so much because he was their pride and joy. And then they're like, We're gonna fuck you over.
Technically, still the heir to the throne.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially now that Dany's dead.
Why did no one bring that up in that meeting?
Because it didn't matter.
Yeah,
because it was all for nothing. Because they don't care. They were supposed to address this, but apparently, you know, that information doesn't make a difference to the story. Also,
why is Bran all like, I don't want now. I can't be lord of anything. And then he's like, I came all the way down here to be king.
Why do you think I came all this way?
Bitch, that also makes him like the villain in the story because he could have saved thousands of lives and just be like,
I didn't even think about
this. This is what Dany's gonna do. These are all the consequences. Cersei's gonna die. Everybody's gonna die. And then you're gonna name me king. Just do it now.
Does he for sure see everything or does he see all the possibilities? And then once it happens, he knows.
No, I think he for sure sees it because like he was seeing like history.
He's not like Doctor Strange.
No,
I think that's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
So Tyrion becomes prisoner and then the Hand of the King.
No fucking
that's
way.
That's his punishment.
There is no that's such way. A bad punishment. There is like, no way that Tyrion is going to survive. There is no way that Tyrion would survive this. There's no way. Tyrion should have died.
There's a tweet that's like Tyrion was so bad at his job that he quit and got promoted just like a white man.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's so ridiculous.
Fuck D&D. Fuck them.
Also, like, choose Davos or Gendry, somebody else. Just anybody.
Literally anybody. Somebody with, like, a brain? I don't know.
Okay, so they send John to the Night's Watch. We said that earlier.
Also, is there still a Night's Watch?
Apparently.
I liked what's his face? Was it Tyrion that was like, there will always be a home for always need to be a home for bastards and
cripples, bastards, and broken things or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea. Like there's a place to go when you have nowhere to go.
I guess, but being sentenced there is different. It becomes a prison.
That's true.
Also, like, but I just, he, Grey Worm is ailing for,
oh yeah, it's another thing too.
The for
right, he's they're he's going leaving. To knock.
So he doesn't need to go hide.
So they're like, yeah, we're you're in trouble, John. You have to go far away. Okay, he's gone. You good, dude?
Yeah,
you
like he has back. To pass through the north to get to the wall. So just stay in the north.
Yeah, just with stay Sansa. With Sansa.
It's a separate country now. So what? Although I will say, so when the Stark goodbye. I really liked all of that. I thought that was really good.
Bitch, I'm sad.
All the emotions between the actors seemed really real. I believed mm-hmm. all of that. I like that Arya's going west because she had said to the actress at Essos, like, mm-hmm. what's west of Westeros? And I think you had said, like, around that time, you're like, she should totally go over there.
That's what since she said it, I was like, if she survives, that's what she should do.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. I love that idea.
I love her going exploring. Cool, cool, cool.
And but Drogon's going to go find out what's east of Essos.
Well, the map was pretty far on that one.
But what's on the other side?
The Pacific Ocean.
Like we said, she sails off and she ends up in Westworld.
Yeah. That would make sense. I don't understand why they would do this. A girl is Arya Stark of Winterfell and I'm going home. And once I get there, I'm going to proceed to abandon my family because YOLO, the west of Westeros has never been explored. America's here I come. YOLO. That doesn't make sense. She went back to Westeros for her family.
But I think...
And she's not going to stay there for her family?
Well, Jon's...
Like, she still has a connection with Jon. She still has a connection with Sansa. Maybe not really Bronn, but Bran. I can't. Bran.
But I think at this point, because she has killed the Night King and she is this hero... That's not something she wants.
Yeah, what else does she have left to do?
Like, she's not someone to sit still.
No,
she stayed home because there was something to do.
Yeah,
winter was needed her. Winter was here, and there was the Night King coming. That needed to be handled. Now that that's done, she couldn't... I don't think she could just sit there and, like, sit by Sansa and listen to those small council meetings, like...
But it just seems kind of stupid that, like, the family, the literal house... That was all about their family and being together and protecting and making sure the family survives. All separated.
She did. Separated. She made sure they all survived.
No one cares.
Yeah.
She no had a one mission. Was there for her. I'm skipping ahead for Sansa's coronation. Nobody was there. None of her family was there. Bran was not there. Jon was not there. Arya was not there. Nobody was there. That's the one thing in those 30 seconds that I was pissed about. That doesn't make sense.
I did love that Arya went, though. Makes sense for a character. Okay, so then we
but move to Joy, it's trash.
To
it is.
To
me,
wonderful. Okay, sorry, you're done. Yeah. Okay, Brienne writing in the journal, or the journal, the thing about Jaime, and all.
I liked that.
The things he did, and I think it's further proof that she was too good for him.
Yeah,
writing, saving his queen. Like, could have been a burn book, but she's better than that.
She really is. She is literally, like, the most, the only true knight of Westeros, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Honestly, like, she should have kept writing and been, like, Brienne of Tarth, Kingsguard now. First female knight.
That would have been great.
But
that would have been nice, but, you know, the writers don't care for women.
I don't think it's that as much as she's not that type.
That's true.
To applaud herself.
That's, yeah, I get that. That right. makes sense.
She'll tell you everything that's good about you, but when it comes to her, she'll be like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm just me. I didn't do anything. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I didn't save your life.
And her notes, like, I read that because I paused it. The battle of the loot train battle was actually called the Battle of the Gold Road. I didn't know that. Okay, so then we move on to their council meeting. So I don't know why they're focusing so much on Tyrion setting up the chairs. That was really weird and didn't make sense.
It was a waste of 5 minutes.
Waste of time. the Song
Did
of
that
Ice
call and back to something...
It
when
may.
He
yes.
first gets
when,
to King's Landing. And
not
he's,
when he first gets to King's
but
Landing.
But he's the coin, master of coin or something.
Yeah, season 3, whenever Tywin comes back to the council meetings, Tywin is there and all the chairs are set up equidistant from Tywin. And so Littlefinger, Varys, Cersei, and Tyrion, and whomever, all move the chairs to be closer to Tywin.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Cersei grabs the chair from all the way to the other end That's and puts right. it next to her father. And then Tyrion grabs it from one side and puts it That's as far right. away as possible.
I forgot about that.
When it was happening, I was like, there's something. I know this is a callback.
Yeah.
Because I remember him in the chairs.
There is no way Lady Olenna is like dying again in her grave, knowing that Bronn is the Lord of Highgarden. She also would hate this.
Why is Bronn the master of coin?
He doesn't even know what a bank is.
Like,
he literally had to ask Tyrion what a bank is.
He does not care about anybody but himself.
Was it? What was the other open positions that he could?
Master of Whispers.
And then what's his face? Wrote the Song of Ice and Fire.
That is the stupidest shit.
The nacho cheese poured on top of it.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
So Pod's a knight. So that's cool, I guess.
Who?
Pod is a knight.
Oh.
Podrick, I liked that.
I do. I like whenever, I think it was Dallas, who was like, the master of grammar. I think that's what Bronn calls him or something like that. That whole quip was really good, considering he didn't know how to read first season. Or whatever season it was. Season.
No. And what's her name?
Shireen.
I was going to say Breen. That's Breen her
twin sister. I'm sure there's someone out there. Breen and Shireen.
They're twins. So finally we go to John hitting Castle Black, and he's like, he walks in and he's like a heavy sigh, like, this he's shit like, again.
Damn it, it's another Monday.
Just Mondays. Another manic Monday.
And Tormund's like, oh, hey, you're here again. What happened?
Surprise.
But then we cut to them. So Sansa getting ready, and then Arya taking off, and Jon getting ready to go. And I really like that montage of them. Like,
that was great.
That was really well done.
One thing I will say about this finale is that for the fucked up way that they did this season, they ended it well. Like,
the shots.
Yeah.
With what they did, it ended okay. It wasn't.
Yeah.
If they had done everything we had wanted them to and then they ended it this way, I'd be even more pissed. But because they fucked everything up all season, this ended well. You know what I mean? It was the fucking cherry on the fucking shit pile of a season.
So my note is the detail on Santa's coat, but I meant Sansa.
No, it's Santa.
The leaves on her,
and she had the Tully scales on her sleeve.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And then her crown was like
the wolves.
Two wolves embracing. Wow.
Costume department, great job.
Michelle Clapton.
Wow.
Yeah. And we know why Sophie Turner was like, yeah, I loved this season. It was great. It was so awesome.
Yeah, because everything was great for her.
Because her character came out on top.
Yeah, she did.
And even this Stark, I've never seen a Stark ship before. There's a ship with a huge wolf on it.
I didn't even think they had ships because they're not even close to any sort of water.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. They built one. The Queen of the North.
The last words uttered on this fucking shit show were Queen of the North.
It was a shit show.
Queen of the North. I will never.
Is it in
never,
of?
Grammar. I don't know. Ask the Lord of Grammar.
When Rob was King in the North, they called him King in the North. But this is actually separate, so she should be of the North, right?
But they say in the North. She's
independent.
I know they say in, but shouldn't be of.
They're not educated.
You just asked if it was in or of.
They're not educated. All right. So the music's playing literally beautiful, like the strings again.
So
and I thought,
good.
I heard this live.
Oh my God, we did.
I did.
It was amazing.
So I guess like, so then John goes with Tormund and the wildlings to the up north.
And Ghost. He finally gets to see Ghost and he finally fucking touches him.
They embrace.
About damn time.
God. So I think he's probably going to stay up there with them because.
Yeah, because Tormund said at one point or another, he's like, you're someone of like the true north.
You have the true real, north in you.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever that means.
Which is the northy north? The northier north.
The northeast north.
The northest north.
The land of always winter, right?
Yep.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
What's above that?
The sea.
Oh.
I think it just says. The Arctic. It's like Westeros is kind of in the shape of like not Great Britain, but like England.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's in that shape. So it just
Night Yape. Okay.
It just ends. There's some ocean there. I don't know, or I should go figure it out. The only 30 seconds that are valid for this entire show, Sansa's coronation. That's it.
Also in her saying, Uncle, please sit or whatever.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. I was prepared for it to be completely
It's probably
because
everything else before that was That's just true. Like.
I was conditioned like, to see
all
garbage.
All we're doing is like trudging through the mud at this point. So like
just having some sort of relief is nice.
Like I said, it's the cherry on the shit show.
I'm kind of glad it's over because I'm just I'm glad it's over. But too. People were saying, because so there's a lot of other people talking about other bad series finales. And the ones that came up a lot were How I Met Your Mother, which you haven't seen, and Lost.
No, but I heard a lot about that on Tumblr.
Lost. A lot of people didn't like Lost. I actually liked it.
Me too.
But I would actually want to, I kind of want to revisit it just because I watched it when it first aired, and that was what, like 10 years ago or something. So I wonder if I'd feel different knowing like the TV knowledge that I know now, you know, story-wise and character-wise, all that. But yeah, are there other shows that you know of, like series finales that were really bad?
Dexter.
Oh, I never saw that.
Fucking you did say. Bombed.
Really? That bad?
In like the last season, the last two seasons, he realized, oh, wait, shit, I might be in love with my sister that I've grown up with. But it turns out I'm not really her sister, her brother. So I think I can be in love with her. And they had this really awful like romance. And then she just like randomly died in the last episode. And he gets so sad. He puts her on a boat and he like drives off into a hurricane. And you think, oh, he's going to go kill himself. But then it flashes to him being like a lumberjack in the middle of nowhere, sitting at a cafe eating breakfast. And you're like, this is like one of the most prolific serial killers in the history of ever that this show has built. And he's this fucking badass. And now he's a fucking lumberjack. And his serial killer ex-girlfriend is living with his daughter and his son in Europe somewhere. Like, it just didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
At all. It still pisses me off. Like,
really?
That bad? I know the people that watch Dexter and they felt the same way.
Were so good. TV gold.
Wow.
And I even liked parts of like 5 and 6. But then they just fucked it up.
Wow.
Fucked it up. He's just a lumberjack? Like, this man murders people and he's a lumberjack.
Maybe he really likes pancakes.
And plaid.
It shows him like cutting down this big ass tree and like loading up the wood. And then he goes to the cafe and he's like miserable having breakfast.
Very interesting.
That is so weird.
It's awful.
Wow. What about you, Joy? Do you know of one?
It's not bad, but like it was very like mixed bag. It's like a mixed bag. Like some people were like, oh my God, it ended perfect. And some people were like, that was awful. But Mad Men had a really interesting finale.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird because you kind of expect things to go a certain way, which is not perfect for everybody. So I was kind of expecting certain people to be unhappy, certain people to be happy, blah, blah, blah. But it like most of it wrapped up like so nice and pretty and just like, oh, this these two people get together and, you know, now they're totally in love, even though they've only been platonic this entire time, but we're just going to put them together.
Oh, okay.
And then this really great character, instead of like, what do you call it? What is the R word that everybody uses for Jamie?
What?
Redemption.
Oh.
Instead of like giving her a redemption arc.
What? I was like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody call him the R word.
No, like the word that starts with R word. Redemption.
Oh my God.
I was like, Jamie has a redemption arc. He doesn't. But
they tried.
What
did they?
They tried in their own shitty way.
Yeah. One of the characters, you like see her and she's gonna have like, she's finally gonna succeed in her life. And all of a sudden she's dead. She just dies. And she ends up being in this horrible cycle of just like awful sadness. And then Don, who's done shitty things his entire life, gets away with all of it and everything's fine.
Typical white man.
Rich white man.
So are there any series finales that you liked? I didn't.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
That was really good.
Breaking Bad.
That was good. I think satisfying, when I think of satisfying endings, I think of Downton Abbey. It ended well. Things were complete. People finally said things they needed to say.
And like you, Crystal, I loved Lost.
Yeah.
But, and We were supposed to do a podcast about this. Hold on.
Yeah, guys.
Can you interpret that?
I'll put the captions whenever they.
Thank you. I haven't watched it. I binged it all in high school. Mm-hmm. So
that was so long ago.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see my reaction to it as like an adult.
Same season.
The Americans.
No, now we're gonna have had.
The Americans had like the best.
Oh, that's
finale.
Right, Americans. Oh, yeah, you kept saying. I've heard a lot of great things about it.
So good, so just like emotional gut punch, and it was just great. It just everyone had ideas of what they thought was going to happen, and none of those ideas were correct. Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, like Orphan no Black one
could
ending.
Have. No one could have predicted it.
Orphan Black ended.
I'll get there.
Maybe not the best, but I did like.
I
it.
I liked it. I just had. I don't know. I just felt very muddled about it. The last season and a half felt very muddled to me.
Really?
Yeah. I just felt like, let's just get this fucking show on the road. I felt like really? It was dragging.
That's so interesting.
The last few episodes were so amazing. Like the last half of that last season was really good. But the first half, I was just like this.
I loved it. I think other than Game of Thrones, my least favorite series finale is How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that one was pretty bad.
That one, because I got so mad. Because they spent an entire season on one weekend and then the last episode on like 30 years.
See, I never finished How I Met Your Mother. I don't think I saw the last few seasons, but then I tuned in for the finale. But when I read about what they were doing with the last season, I was like, that sounds like the most stupid idea.
I may not have been as mad had I not watched the entire season. Because yeah. Barney and Robin are getting married. So it's, you know, their entire, that's what, like, I think it was.
It was how like many? 20 something episodes.
Yeah, it was a regular sitcom season. On one weekend. So I think it was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think. And then just various things that are happening. And then they flash forward to things that are going on in their lives later on with the mother and such in the last episode. And it's garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
One I haven't watched, but I've... Have I watched it? Do you ever forget if you've seen shows?
Sometimes
it's been so long since you've seen them.
I think I own all the seasons of 6 Feet Under, and I remember watching it, but I have no memory of finishing it.
See?
And I've heard that season finale is like one of the greatest of all time.
Really? I would like to go back and rewatch that.
I've never seen
it.
It's about dead people?
They run a mortuary.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No bueno.
Very interesting.
You know what else was good?
And I think I started watching that because I loved Dexter so much.
Oh, okay.
And
he's in that, right?
Michael C. Hall, yeah.
I think Friends ending a series finale was good too.
Except that she fucking ended up with Ross.
Oh. That's a whole nother tangent we can go on. In case you didn't know, Anna and I subscribe to the notion that Joey and Rachel should have been together, not Ross.
If
Ross,
the writers had given it the right amount of time.
They were scared. Ugh, they didn't want to do it.
So mad.
Because Ross is garbage. The end.
Put Ross in with D&D.
I just watched it. Like, I finished it yesterday, and I already want to rewatch the second season. And I agree with Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
His name just got so twisted in my mouth. That it doesn't need a third season. But Fleabag.
What is Fleabag?
It's
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge on Amazon.
Oh,
it's her
sitcom. Yeah.
It's 12 episodes total, the first season, 6 the second. And the way it ended was so beautiful and such a gut punch that I agree. She doesn't need to do any more with that. Like, I have goosebumps all over. It was so perfect.
Didn't you say, speaking of bad finales, it's not a series finale, but what's that show, 13 Reasons Why? You were like, I hated it. I'm done. Right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a series finale.
No,
I guess.
But that season finale was the show itself. I'm really surprised I watched the second season. I guess I wanted to see how they were going to do a second season, mm-hmm. because the first season was about a girl killing herself and the repercussions of that. So why do we care about these people now? But I ended up watching it all, and that there's that one scene. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. There's that one scene in the season 2 finale that I was like, no, there's no redemption for this for me. Oh. I don't care if the next season they turn it all around and it's this beautiful award winning. I don't think I can watch it. It was horrific.
Well,
Yeah. So
happy times.
Let's talk about. Yeah. I'm watching Cheers. It's great.
Oh, really?
I've never watched it like straight through. I watched it on Nick at Night growing up.
Yeah.
So I just saw like episodes here and there. It's so damn funny.
That's good.
It's so damn funny.
That's great. You know what happy. I watched All in the Family and the Jeffersons live from studio audience. It was How so was it? Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that show was made that. In like the 60s, I think. And they didn't change anything on the dialogue. So Woody Harrelson is saying some not good things.
Oh, no.
But it's that show was how long ago? And the exact same issues are happening. So yeah. That's Damn. Nice. But I love the whole live aspect of it, like Jamie Foxx, the little flub. And it reminded me of like, did you ever watch the Carol Burnett show?
Not really.
Okay. I've seen that was also like they had live skits and they would break a lot because it was really funny. And it felt very like kind of just having fun. And that's what that felt like. It was live theater. It was so good. So they did an episode of All in the Family. And then they did the premiere episode of The Jeffersons, because Jeffersons is a spinoff of All in the Family. And they had Vanessa Hudgens. what's her name? Jennifer Hudson sing the theme song. Ooh. So that was great. So she was dancing through the house. And then they had the original, because I don't know, do you know about the Jeffersons and All in the Family?
Okay,
so
I know a little bit of All in the Family.
So Archie Bunker, yeah, he's like this racist white man in Queens. And, well, you know, he says lots of nice, not nice things. And he lives his wife. Marisa Tomei was so good. So great.
Oh, she was in that. Yeah.
Woody Harrelson was Archie Bunker. And then Marisa Tomei was his wife. And then Ellie Kemper was his daughter. And Ellie Kemper's married to Ike Barinholtz, who...
Wow, what a couple.
What a cast.
In the show, it's a constant, like, they're always challenging her dad. Like, well, what do you think about this? Or you shouldn't say that. Or that's what the show is. And so their neighbors are the Jeffersons. And their spinoff show is them moving up to the East Side, moving on up. And because he owns like a chain of stores or something. And they moved to this really nice apartment. And so it's the struggle of them like having been poor all their life and then all of a sudden having all this money. And so the first premiere episode is George is telling Wheezy, his wife, like, hey, we need a maid. Like, she's like, no, I'm not going to hire. That's my friend. Like, I don't want to hire my friend, the maid. That's weird. I can clean the house. He's like, no, we need a maid. We're rich now. We need to act rich. We need to be rich. And she's like, no, I don't like it. So it's Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes was Wheezy. And it's just them. That's the whole social class of it. It's really, really great. What's her name from Scandal? Kerry Washington. Mm-hmm. Kerry Washington. And Will Ferrell played like the neighbors, and he's a white guy, and obviously she's black. So like that's the whole like interracial marriages and all that stuff. It's really good. So the premiere episode, they hire eventually a little old black lady, and she becomes a maid. And the person who comes out was the actual lady who played it in the show.
Aww.
So that was a surprise. No one knew that other than the cast, obviously. So she came out and she was like doing her lines and everything, and it was really, really great. I liked it. I hope they do it again. I think it's a good take on the live aspect of the musicals and stuff, and especially shows like that where I would love them to do Cheers. I think that'd be really cool because Cheers is just a bar, just one set. It doesn't really require much like going anywhere else. I think it'd be cool. Or maybe just like
lunch. And for Woody Harrelson to come on and play Coach, I'd die. Because obviously he can't play himself. He's too old to play Woody.
I like the idea of it. I think that's really cool. Also, even if they don't do like old shows to do live episodes, maybe just like Blackish do a live episode or like Fresh Off the Boat do a live episode. They used to do that with 30 Rock, I think, back in the day.
And then that one show,
Undateable.
Undateable.
Okay, so that show was actually really good. I think they did one live episode to see if they could do it, and they ended up working really well. So they had their last season, all live shows. So they had like musical guests who would play, like I watched one with the Backstreet Boys, so they were singing in the studio audience playing it in and out of commercials. And it was just, I don't even remember what it was about, but it was a guy and his friends and whatever, and in each they did two shows, so it was each coast, and so everything was like the same but slightly different. Okay. So they'd post both episodes. So it was really cool. So little things they'd change.
The West Wing did a live episode. They did a live debate episode.
Oh, that's really? Right. You told me about that.
And they did it for each coast. Yeah.
I think that's really cool. I think more live stuff. Yeah. I think it forces the actors to be on their game a little more. I like it. So live TV. I'm in.
There's nothing.
So this
like
took
it.
A lovely turn. We got to stop talking about the shit show and talk about shit we love.
What kind of shit do you love? Another one that had a good finale, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I just remember because you said Ellie Kemper. That one was great.
It was great.
It was like too perfect, but I don't care.
But they're coming
it was
back.
Perfect. What?
Yeah, I read that.
What? They're going to do like the interactive thing
on Netflix. Oh. Like a
special.
Banderdash or whatever the hell it was. Like the Black Mirror stuff. I like the Mindy Project's ending. It wasn't my favorite, but I liked it.
I hate that Danny got redeemed.
Yeah. I really, yeah.
And I love Chris Mancina. So I wanted him and her together. Right. I wanted him.
No,
but Danny fucked up.
Yeah, he did.
And then he got to get it all back.
That's true. I think
he didn't even work at it. He didn't change.
He said he did.
No, he was the same fucking. Mm.
I know. Mm. You're right. Everything you're saying is correct. You are correct.
But you're right. It was well done.
It was well done. The ending of Sharp Objects was great. not a series finale, but still.
Still. Yeah. Just as a series itself. Wow.
Excellent. I mean, I'm kind of bending the rules here, but the first season of Veronica Mars is excellent.
I remember excellent. Watching it and coming out of my room, and my dad was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "No." That season finale just made me like laugh and cry, and I was scared and I was surprised and I didn't see it coming, and I always guess things and I didn't guess it, and I was so flabbergasted. He was like, "Okay, it was a good show." I was like, "It was so good."
I was like, "Now I know everyone loved the show when it was on TV. It's fantastic." Season 2 and 3, but that first season is solid television.
I liked season 2 for the most part.
Season 3 was. But
shit.
Are you okay? If you watch nothing of Veronica Mars, please watch the first season because it is excellent.
I cannot wait for it to be on Hulu.
Same.
Even though I'm looking at the DVDs.
I own them, but so we're just talking about shows we like now at this point.
So I think it's time to wrap this up.
Yeah, I think we're good. So thanks for listening. We'll never talk about this show again. So
thank the gods.
Thank
the old and the new.
the red god.
The god of light. Matters.
The Lord of Light.
The Lord of Light. For the night is dark and full of terrors.
It was in the show.
We are signing off.
Our watch has ended.
Thank God.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.